The fourth.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream. Okay.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
American 11, are you trying to call?
The cockpit is not answering their phone.
Our number one has been stabbed, and our five has been stabbed.
Hey, I'm going to call from Washington. I have a situation with American 11, a possible hijack.
What's going on, Betty? The aircraft is erratic again. Problem, very erratic. Betty, talk to me. Betty, are you there? Betty?
Ready? A plane just hit the World Trade Center.
What?
It's the 737.
It what?
Like the World Trade
Center. Who are you talking to? Oh, God. Oh, my God.
United 175, New York. We have some problems over here right now. We might have a hijack over here, two of them.
Jules, this is Ryan. Listen, on an airplane that's been hijacked. If things don't go well, it's not looking good. I just want you to know I absolutely love you. I want you to do good. So happy to find. Same to my parents and everybody. And I just totally love you. And I will see you in the future. Bye, babe.
What are those people going to do? All the elevators are blocked down.
Oh my God, so both towers are now.
Okay, now we need to get Foxy. I got an aircraft 6 miles east of the White House.
Hello?
Crystal City, just north of Crystal City.
Just to the north of your tower.
Yeah, stop all departures.
Pentagon just got hit. No for me, man. God damn it, I can't even protect my NCA.
United 93, that traffic for you is 1 o'clock, 12 miles eastbound, 370.
Negative contact, we're looking, United 93.
Hey! United 93, Cleveland, if you hear the center, right then.
I got that piece of dock. Keep remaining to be. You have a ball on board.
Tuesday, 9:47 a.m.
Hi, baby. Baby, you have to listen to me carefully. I'm on a plane that's been hijacked. I'm on the plane. I'm calling from the plane. I want to tell you I love you. Please tell my children that I love them very much. And I'm so sorry, babe. I hope to be able to see your face again, baby. I love you. Bye.
We're 56865. We have a... I believe it is a Boeing 757. Can you see him up there, sir?
That's concurred. It looks like he's rocking his wings.
Roger.
He's rocking back and forth.
Number 56865, I advise you stay away from that aircraft. Go north as fast as you can.
United 93, have you got information on that yet?
Yeah, he's down.
He's down?
Yes.
When did he land?
He did not land.
Oh, he's down?
Yes,
down?
Somewhere up northeast of Camp David.
Sean, it's me. I just wanted to let you know I love you, and I'm stuck in this building in New York. There's lots of smoke, and I just wanted you to know that I love you always.
At number 2, World Trade Center, right. Maybe the shield is in the drop, and we're not ready to die, but it's getting bad.
No, say
I'm gonna die.
Ma'am, say your prayers. We're gonna think positive because you gotta help each other get off the floor.
I'm dying.
It's a new type of war. That's what it is.
Damn. Oh. If you remember where you were 20 years ago tomorrow, then congratulations. You're old enough to know that that was the beginning of the end. And we're running out of time to turn this crap around. Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm telling you? There was only so much damage that Al-Qaeda could do from the outside. The problem is what we do to ourselves. Now, that put the United States of America into a traumatic state. There's no question. Everybody suffered 9/11 trauma on that day 20 years ago. If you remember where you were that day, then you suffered trauma because you realized a couple of things. You realized that, number one, we were not invincible. Number two, we weren't really safe. Number three, all this unipolar moment, remember that? Where the United States was supreme in the world and we didn't have any enemies who could do anything to us. That all went out the window that day too. Number three, at today, 20 years ago today, not 9/11, but September 10th, 20 years ago, George W. Bush, who was our president, had a 27% approval rating. And after this, 85%. Trauma brought us together back then, and then it got squandered by the same guy who had a 27% approval rating the day before the unifying event. The trauma took place because he decided to invade Iraq and squandered all of this goodwill that we had, all this unifying fortitude that we had, because we were all Americans for a brief second, for just a brief moment in time. It lasted about a year and a half, where every American was just so damn proud to be an American and so damn angry at what we saw that morning that we all decided to hang together and not hang separately. And then, of course, a Republican president squandered all that goodwill by invading a country that had nothing to do with anything that traumatized us. Seriously, Iraq was unarmed. Iraq did not have weapons of mass destruction. Iraq did not have mobile laboratories, that were going to spray you with anthrax. Iraq did not have chemical belts around Baghdad. That was all a lie. The whole mushroom cloud thing, it was all a lie. But you have to remember that they did a few things in between, declaring war against Al-Qaeda, which was over really quickly, really, really quickly. And I think the Bush administration surprised its own damn self with how quickly you could dismantle and neutralize Al-Qaeda, and that there were no good targets to hit in Afghanistan, and that this was like a 7th century country to begin with, and what the hell were we doing there? And then they said, you know what, let's use the trauma that Americans suffered on 9/11 as a device to A, take away their civil liberties. Anybody remember the Patriot Act? I mean, I can't believe that there are anti-vaxxers in this country who are anti-vax because they think there's a tracking device, I don't know, in the tiny little needle that, you get injected with. The government already started monitoring your phone calls, with the Patriot Act. I mean, I can't believe how quickly Republicans forget what Republicans do to Republicans and to other Americans. But anyway, you cannot forget 9/11. You know why? Because our job as Americans is to make sure that we never, ever make decisions based on trauma, ever. That we never make decisions about war and peace or where to invade or attack or bomb based on a feeling of fear or a feeling of anger. You never, ever make the right decision. What you end up with is, for the first time in American history, an entirely new agency named the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland. Yeah, literally. We went all fatherland here in the United States based on fear and trauma. Don't do it.